Bimbo porn addict.
Oh my god, I can't believe they all sit inside of me.
Yeah, fill me up with your warm fucking cum. Fill me up with your warm fucking cum.
Okay, guys. This is crazy. This happened a little bit ago, but doesn't matter. I just found out tonight that Golden Era porn star Cagney Lynn Carter had committed suicide in Cleveland, Ohio at 36 years old. She put a gun in her mouth and pulled the trigger. I just found out about this. It's been a little bit, but I just found out about it now, and so I wanted to get my hot take on it, as well as, I mean, I've been drinking bourbon all night, so you're going to get a drunken hot take on Cagney Lynn Carter's suicide, as well as, yes, we can debate if this is in poor taste or not, but we're going to talk about her five greatest scenes because it was who she was. And why can't we celebrate her? I know that sounds crazy to some people, but she was a porn star and she committed suicide. She had noted mental health issues throughout her history, but porn doesn't make her have mental health issues, although the feminists want you to think that it's porn that's the problem. No, there's people with mental health issues across everything from porn to accounting. There's a girl that works in the DMV that has mental health issues. Okay? Porn does not cause people. There are plenty of people who are in the porn industry who are perfectly healthy mentally. Physically too, but mentally. So it's anyone that tries to paint it as porn is the cause of her suicide. I don't know the whole story. Maybe she wrote a note to her mother and her mother found her. So she planned this, obviously. So what, you know, again, my hot take is it was financial, because if you look at, she was in porn in her 20s. You know, she had a thing. We're going to talk about her scenes. Super hot when we get into it. And then she left porn, tried and moved to Ohio. And, you know, Dave Chappelle moves to Ohio. Where do you go when you want to disappear? But then she opens up a stripper pole dancing academy. When she got to Cleveland, which, whatever, who does she know in Cleveland, Ohio? I guess it's her mother, since her mother found her. So her mother lives in Cleveland. She moves back and she starts going to a pole dancing class. And she meets a lot of the people. For a couple years, she attended this pole dancing class. And then she started her own studio of pole dancing. So girls would come in, they'd learn how to dance and be sexy on the pole. That gives me an idea. You know, back in Vegas, there were so many, and I was in Vegas for years and years and years. And this is back a while ago, again, 20 years ago. Vegas's strip clubs were so different than Vegas's strip clubs right now. Remember, this is 20 years ago. Things have changed in Vegas like they've changed everywhere. And the strip clubs were crazy compared to today. Today, I can't believe how much you feel like an ATM machine. That's totally how you're viewed, treated, and fuck that. Anyway, back then it was a little different. Maybe I'll go on to a segment on Vegas strip clubs, because it got me on that, because Cagney, when you're slurring, you're fucked up. Anyway, Cagney Lynn Carter, she went back to stripping. A lot of girls, not all, a lot of girls in porn come from a stripper background. It's like, you know, sex worker ladder there. But not everyone, you know, that's what makes it all crazy. Nevertheless, she went back to pole dancing. You know, a lot of girls do it who have never been strippers because A, they want to be sexy, but B, also it's good exercise. So who knows? We don't know why she went back. Here's what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to do a Patreon for talking about the stripper days of Las Vegas and what it was like 20 years ago to be visiting strip clubs in Las Vegas 20 years ago, living there. All right. And then I'm going to come back with more on Cagney Lynn Carter's suicide and her top five videos. Cagney Lynn Carter thought long and hard before entering the adult industry, and ultimately, it was her thinking about things long and hard that got her to make the jump into porn. Cagney Lynn grew up in the Midwest, and before entering the adult industry, was named a regional Deja Vu Showgirl of the Year for 2007. While based out of North Hollywood, ultimately taking second place in the national competition. This girl was a professional competitive stripper. She began performing late in the summer of 2008 and made the cover of New Sensations' She's Got Boobs, as well as the cover of the April 09 Hustler magazine with a photo set shot by Holly Randall. Cagney also landed the starring role as Kelly Bundy in X-Play LFP's Not Married with Children, XXX, after which director Will Ryder pronounced her the next big thing. That assessment proved prophetic when Cagney was crowned AVN's 2010 Best New Starlet, and literally just days beforehand, she signed an exclusive contract with Zero Tolerance Entertainment, Third Degree Films, for whom she's appeared in hit releases, including official Jersey Shore parody, Cagney Lynn Carter, Superhero Sex Therapist, Delinquents, and Vajazzled. Prior to going contract, Cagney headlined major titles for Digital Playground, Evil Angel, Jules Jordan, Hustler, Penthouse, and more. In 2010, she was an AVN Award for Best New Starlet, Best POV Sex Scene, Pound the Round POV, which we'll talk about. She got the X-Biz Award for New Star of the Year and New Starlet. So they loved her look and her enthusiasm. She had that bleach blonde, trashy but sexy look from the Midwest. Without makeup, she was not super pretty. With makeup, though, you could make her look like any fuck doll, bimbo, fucktart, school teacher, school girl, anything you wanted. She just had that kind of face. And she had big fake tits, so she looked like a blow up fuck doll. And she did anal pretty quickly for the time frame. I mean, now girls, they don't even think about anal. Back then it was, you know, when will you? And the girls that truly love getting fucked in their ass, they were pretty early on. She was pretty early and has actually a scene we'll talk about with Mike Adriano. It's a famous behind the scenes where she shows how to prep her ass for getting anal scenes, and it's in his bathroom, and it's you know, it's a behind the scenes thing, and it starred Cagney Lynn Carter. She talks about giving herself an anal enema, that kind of shit. Anyway, that's who she was. She was a stripper from the Midwest who got into porn. She gained weight. I don't think she has done any scene. I'd have to look. I will look. Any scene without fake boobs. I think she had those boobs from stripping, dancing. So I don't think there's any pre-boob job. They weren't great. They were of the time, you know, like fake implants have evolved, but I still see shitty implants. Girls are stupid. Girls that want implants, they're fucking stupid. Now, most of them, because some of the girl, you know, in, let's just talk about the porn industry. Countless, nameless, hundreds of girls with perfect fucking tits for their size, for their look, perfect tits. But were they huge? No, but they were perfect for their body type. Have ruined their body with gigantic fucking melon implants. That's my take. If you like bimbos, go for it. I don't judge. I'm just saying my take is some girls are natural and perfect and they still fuck themselves up. They fuck themselves up every way because they're fucked up in the head. So some girls just, they that's what Cagney Lynn Carter was, what she identified with, like, you know, that blonde bimbo, because the boobs weren't perfect. They were kind of off. But for me, so she, you know, she's that player that just is almost in the Hall of Fame, you know, but she has five good scenes. But she did hundreds and hundreds of scenes that were just so the same. It's so the same. The typical, stereotypical scenes and scenarios. And then she had maybe a handful of scenes. And I'm already thinking of the first one where she has a DP black cock gangbang. I'm thinking of some of the Jules Jordan videos off the top of my head where, again, she loved black cock big in her ass and she would go nuts and squirt, but it was before squirting, you know, like it was a different time. So like now if a girl squirts, the director kind of like focuses on that and then makes the whole video about her squirting. Whereas in this video, she just realizes that she can squirt when she's getting her ass fucked by a giant black cock. And everyone is kind of surprised by it. So we'll talk about that one. So, you know, that's another thing that's better about previous eras than this current era. This current era is so manufactured and edited and, you know, just trying to hit little check boxes of porn almost. Whereas you get back into the 20 years ago, into the golden age of porn, where everyone just did whatever the fuck they wanted and just recorded it, you know, you get wilder stuff. Today, it's all, you know, we're in the social media age where everything media is aware of what they're putting out there, versus back then, they just put it out there because it was like, wow, fuck it, this is what we're doing. So you get a different tone, and Cagney Lynn Carter was one of those girls who was getting fucked back then. And, you know, off the top of my head, when I put my list together in the next segment for Patreon subscribers, I am shamelessly plugging it. I'm going to put links to her five best videos. So if you see her, I want to see this girl get fucked and I want to see her top five videos. Will you join Patreon? You get the links and you get to watch, you know, you get to watch her, see the scenes that I'm going to talk about. Anyway, So that era is just different than what we're in now. Social media is more hyper aware of their image, whereas back then, dudes were in control and she was just getting passed around. And then she, you know, she left and she came back last year as a MILF, mid-30s MILF. She could still, you know, her Instagram, if you followed her Instagram, it was, she had gained weight. She's, you know, that's the thing. Like, she gained weight, didn't take the tits out, but boy, she could still fucking squirt like crazy. So she was doing like OnlyFans stuff, and obviously it wasn't paying the bills. I mean, who knows? Who knows what mental illnesses she suffered? But so then this year, you know, she decided very, I would say, she thought it out because of, you know, writing a note. So a weird side note, which will then we're not going to get into on this podcast about history looking backwards, but she killed herself on the same day as Kurt Cobain did. So history will tie them maybe together. Obviously, Kurt Cobain is a massive thing, and as the years go by, he actually grows in mythology, when in reality, Nirvana wasn't the best-selling, most popular band during his era. Even though, if you're listening, you think, well, Kurt Cobain, Nirvana, they were the biggest thing in the 90s. No, they were not. That's how mythology works. It fucking lies. He was big and they were popular, yes, but they were nothing like the generational defining band that the media today has crowned them. They were a popular band amongst many other popular bands, you know. That's a side note. Anyway, he killed himself with a shotgun in his mouth. She killed herself with a shotgun in her mouth on the same day. Conspiracy theorists will, you know, like it. Anyway, that's enough of that. Let's get in the next segment. We're going to break down her top five scenes. Because, you know, if you think that that's inappropriate, send me an email, thepornloverpodcast@gmail.com. I might respond. I don't know. This is who she was. You know, why are we ashamed of it? Because it's sex. To me, when Prince died, they did a retrospective. When Michael Jackson died, they did a retrospective. When an actor dies, they do a retrospective. So Cagney Lynn Carter was a porn star, and we're going to talk about the next segment, her best five films and best five scenes, in my opinion. Okay, we are doing a tribute to recently deceased Cagney Lynn Carter, KLK, blonde from the Midwest, bleach blonde, big bimbo tits, not huge, not like serious bimbo tits, but big fake boobs with big pink nipples. She's a, you know, a blow up fuck doll type of girl, tight ass body, and loves taking black cock. Her interracial scenes are some of her best. Now, there's a couple scenes out there, obviously. She's done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of scenes. This girl worked. But she really seemed to love the big black cock gangbangs. She did several. And this is, in my opinion, the hottest one. It's for Blacks on Blondes. And there's a team, Shawn Michaels even gets involved. I mean, Shawn Michaels is an OG big black cock porn star. He was around before Mandingo, and certainly before Dread. Before Dread, before Mandingo, before, I mean, he was the original, you know. He's been featured in documentaries, I don't know. Anyway, he gets involved. He comes back for her. And, you know, it's a goofy start to the movie. They put her in a bunny suit. Like, the premise is, they put her in this, like, Easter bunny suit. And he's talking to his friends about seeing snow bunnies. And she hops out from behind the bushes. And these four dudes are, you know, feeling her up. And she's loving the attention. So she immediately gets to work sucking their cocks in a circle. And she sees how big they are, and then they go inside. So she, of course, has her butt plug in. She better. She has her cunt lip pierced. But Shawn Michaels is the lead, and he wastes no time pulling out what is a pretty good-sized fucking plug. You know, she just fucking loves it. And then he's gonna put it right in her mouth, right from her ass to her mouth. And she's just fucking cleaning off that fucking plug. It's a stainless steel plug. And these guys don't waste time with the pussy. And it's just a monster in her ass and in her mouth. And she goes to sucking on that cock like a fucking doll. But she gets loud. The thing about this one that's just great is everything's a distraction for her. The cock's in her mouth and anything in her eyes. But you can tell that she is having a hard time focusing on anything but her ass getting railed. And once he loosens her up real quick and is slapping his balls against her fucking clit, she just goes nuts. She just makes these like fucking fire engine sounds. And it's fucking crazy. So, you know, they have to come over, and when they're switching positions, and they have to keep a cock in her mouth or else she goes off like a fucking tornado warning. You know, they hold her up. But yeah, basically they got her in this good position where she's got her ass up on a couch, and one dude's sitting on a ledge so she can fucking throat his cock while the others just take turns in her asshole. And oh, now this guy decided to go in her pussy too. Pussy to ass, pussy to ass. And I mean, she's just fucking taking it, loving it. I mean, this is what a good fuck toy does, okay? You invite her over, and you and your friends take turns on her. And she loves it. Tight fucking body. She looks like a good fucking whore. I mean, they're just taking turns going from her ass to her mouth. There's nothing else. And she loves it. I mean, just, this guy just stops. He's got a fucking monster cock pounding her ass, and she just, he's fucking going crazy. They can't keep a cock in her mouth because she's going nuts. So they just keep taking turns in this great position. You know, then finally they flip her over. And you get to see the look on her face as she just gets fucking 9 inches. I mean, she loves it. So they take turns in this position. She's on her back. And then they flip her over to doggy on this like ledge type thing where they can all stand and she could just be up perfect height. I don't see any triple yet. I don't think there is. Yep, here we go. So now there's three of them. So she's sitting on top of Shawn Michaels in her pussy. Another dude's railing her ass, and she's the next guy is sitting on the couch too. And so she's stroking him off in her mouth. So she's airtight. And she's loving it. She just can't. They're fucking really beating up her holes now. You know, it's, you're talking, you're a half hour into the scene, and she just, she's begging for them to come. She's begging. Her holes are fucking used. So on her knees she goes, playing with her pussy while they take turns nutting in her mouth. She just loves it. But then he fucking, you know, she takes all their loads, and then she puts on the bathing suit or the fucking bunny suit and hops away. So I would say, you know, they're all great. She was a, you know, if for that type of girl, she's a Hall of Famer. If you're into that type of fuck doll type who likes interracial. So, you know, she's great. But she is not going to make a comeback. I'll have links in the Patreon to her comeback video, which was just last year, as well as her highlights. Go check them out. Cagney Lynn Carter. Cagney Lynn Carter. Mandingo Massacre. Peak KLK. She's working for Jules Jordan. She's got this cute little see-through polka dot pink black and white baby girl lingerie thing, porcelain skin, stripper boots, heels, I'm sorry, stripper heels, and this baby girl lingerie going on for the tees for Jules Jordan. And she's as tight as she ever was, you know, just the perfect Midwest stripper body. But with her fake tits, you know, if you like them little fake tits, big hoop earrings, fucking girl will fuck you all night long. Gorgeous pink lipstick, you know, just loves the attention. Her tits aren't bad for 2000s, you know, but she's going to get fucked by Mandingo, the largest cock in porn at the time, maybe ever. But, you know, she really learned that she loves big black cock in the industry. She's, you know, glamorous. She does this thing later on where she shaves the side of her head, made her look modern and sexy in her late 20s. You know, she's got a look. She knows that he is huge and has got to warm up her asshole. That's where she really wants it. Just fucking rides him with her asshole until she squirts. It's almost as if she knows that she'll never have a cock like this again as she rides him. You can see it in her face that she's just enjoying every inch up in her fucking ass. I am going to guess that being a white girl and fucking black cock is a fetish, because she, once she tasted and took black cock in her career, she really did a lot of scenes with black cock, and a lot of her top scenes are interracial. I got no problems with that at all, because it is what it is. My point is, if you like it, she is someone who loved it. So that's what it's all about, right? During this segment, I'll be sampling Knob Creek Single Barrel Select, 11-year aged, 120 proof. Moving on, you know, the hottest thing about this scene, you know, she's got her cunt lips pierced. One of her cunt lips is pierced. So that's kind of a dating thing, you know, like, do girls do that anymore? They used to get their clits pierced, then they got their, like, why would you get your pussy lip pierced? anyway, she, you know, can't wait to get that fucking monster cock in her ass. She's got like a Christmas tree bush shaving, but the reason this scene is an all-time top five is when he puts her in doggy and just starts going fucking up her guts in anal. My imagination is guys with monster cocks, 12, 15, 14 inches, like Mandingo. 99.9% of girls can't take him. And when he finds a girl like Court Cagney, Lynn Carter, he can't believe it. He just goes nuts and he fucking goes balls deep in her. She loves it. He's a monster. She can't wait to bounce. And then, he just starts railing her asshole and her pussy gushes fucking cunt juice like she can't control. She definitely loves it. She looks like a blow-up doll in certain positions on her back and missionary. Definitely a scene I'll link to. Looks like he really wants to bottom out in her cunt before nutting in her mouth. She's got blue eyes. It's crazy because she kind of looks like a modern day Sydney Sweeney. Sydney Sweeney is a American movie star from the HBO show Euphoria, who has the best natural tits in Hollywood, and it's propelling her career. So if you want to see the porn version of Sydney Sweeney, go check out Cagney Lynn Carter. She's got fake tits, so they're not perfect, you know, because Sydney Sweeney's natural tits are that big, that natural, you know. I don't need to say anymore. Go check her out, Sydney Sweeney. But then also check out Cagney Lynn Carter if you want to see what it's like on the sluttier side. I'm going to give you a list. Definitely got to check out the Jules Jordan Mandingo Massacre number 4, the scene with Cagney Lynn and Mandingo. She can't control her fucking pussy, just gushes everywhere when she's getting fucked in her ass by the biggest cock she's ever had or ever will have. That's definitely what you got to check out. Cagney Lynn Carter, interracial gangbang number 3, is incredible. She begs to be teabagged. She has 9 inches in her ass. There is something to be asked about a white girl, blonde white girl, and a fetish of black cock. Is it a fetish for her? You know, because I'll be honest with you. I knew girls in high school that totally had a type. A white girl was chasing that black dick. And, you know, she took a lot. I don't know why, you know, I'm not in her head. But she definitely fetishized black cock. So it's not good or bad. I mean, whatever. I didn't judge her. People judged her hard. I mean, they fucking in a little town. A white girl dating black guys, they got some shit, man. She had to really, really, really crave that shit to put up with all the shit she got. I don't judge, but I'm saying, like, she got some strife. And so you got Cagney Lynn Carter, who obviously gets off harder from getting, One, two, three, four. There's four black men using her holes, and she has never been so fucking happy. So the bigger the cock, maybe it's a size thing, maybe it's a black thing. That's all I'm saying. I don't know. It doesn't matter, because this girl is begging to get teabagged. This is gangbang, interracial gangbang number three. Oh, I'm sorry, four. A link to it. Airtight, DP, balls deep anal, you know, big fake bimbo tits, blonde, getting fucked by four black men with huge cock. If you like that, she was a poster girl. She loved it. So I'm going to link to that in the Patreon. She gets DP'd and airtight, and you know, it's just classic 2010 stuff. A little bit of streaming. DVDs are still a moneymaker. Kang Lynn Carter, just a golden age bimbo. Thanks for listening to another episode of the PLP. For even more, you can go to patreon.com/thePLP and subscribe, and you'll get a full second episode every week, and also access to an archive of premium episodes that go even deeper and even more hardcore. Each member's feed is customized to the posts available to them, and so members can connect to their Patreon and Spotify accounts to access private feed content directly on Spotify. I also post the links to free downloads of the scenes I talk about in each podcast. Those links alone make it worth it. Also, there'll be access to mini-series episodes like How to Get Exactly What You Want from Her, it's a porn training series, and Picking the Right Long-Term Girlfriend, where I go deeper into girl psychology. And for even more in-depth stuff, just go to patreon.com/thePLP. Thanks. Keep stroking.